Therefore, I am not disgraced. I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. Here is Jesus. He's getting ready to take on that great punishment for the crime that we had committed. Here is our lawyer, mediator, our counsel.
Not only our lawyer and our mediator, but he took our place.
That's right.
Now, we deserve to hang on the cross. We deserve the beatings. We deserve to be spit on and all of those things because of our actions. But here Jesus stood in and he says, I'll take your place.
That's right. He says, he who vindicates me or clears me is near. This is his Father he's talking about. Who will contend with me? Holy Spirit is there with him. He's there comforting him and reassuring him that he's going to be all right. Let us stand up to each other. Who has a case against me? Let him draw near to me. Behold, the Lord God helps me. Who is he who condemns me? Behold, all of those who condemn me will wear out like a garment. The moth will eat them. That means all of our enemies, Darren, all those who are against me, all of those who are coming and attacking me, they are going to wear out and be like moth-eaten cloth. Jesus has taken the victory from them. Hallelujah! I get
exactly,
so excited.
Exactly.
And I have the victory because Jesus is my attorney, because he's given me the power of attorney. My words that I say out of my heart are victory every time I speak them. They're just as if Jesus were saying them.
Okay, now here's what happens when you receive Jesus. You'll be raised up with him. You'll be seated with him in the heavenly places in Christ. Now, Jesus was taken back to the Father on the resurrection. He went back to be with the Father. He was transfigured. He left his earthly body now, and the evidence of the earthly body. And now he's with his heavenly body right next to the Father interceding for us. So he's carrying out of a power of attorney in heaven on our behalf.
Yes.
He's representing us there, and we need to represent him on the earth. Now, let me tell you a little bit about a power of attorney. The maker that has the authority. In other words, it could be the owner of a company, but that's called a principal. There's a principal, and then there's an agent. If you, for example, own a house and you say, well, I want to sell this house, I need some help selling it, you enlist the help of a real estate agent. You're the principal owner of the property. That agent is going to go out on your behalf, speak for you, and you say, well, I want $200,000 for this house. And you sign an agreement which gives that agent a power of attorney to speak on your behalf. That attorney agent then lists your property, advertises your property, acts on your behalf. Someone says, how much is this house? And the agent can say, this house is $200,000. They're representing the owner. They don't own the house. They're representing the owner of the house. Now you see, we're to represent God the Father. He has given us authority and ability and power. He's given us a position, and he has transferred this power to us so we can operate as an agent of the Lord.
And how has he done this, Darren? He's done it through the blood of his son, Jesus. And when we receive that redemptive promise through submitting to him, saying, you are Lord, Jesus, I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart, I confess that you are Lord and that God raised you from the dead. See, that is the very pivotal point of how we can take on this power of attorney. We can't do it in our own flesh.
No.
We can't do it by our own rights. We can't learn enough on this earth or do enough or perform enough to get this power of attorney. We have to do it through a simple confession of faith that Jesus is Lord.
Well, now, one of the things you need to check out is, does a person really have the authority and a power of attorney? Did that person giving you the power of attorney have the authority to do that? Well, let's go back to Matthew 28, verse 18. Jesus said, after he was resurrected, he says, now I've been given all authority in heaven and on earth. So he had the right, the privilege, if he chose to do that, which he did, to say to us, all right, I'm giving you authority over all of the power of the devil. He told us that in Luke 10, 19. He said that to his disciples. Behold, I've given you authority over all of the power of the enemy, over serpents and scorpions, and the benefit of that is nothing shall injure you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nothing shall injure you if you pick up that power of attorney, your privileges and your rights in Jesus' name as a son of God, as a spiritual son now. Excuse me. You need to pick up that authority and the ability that God has given you. And here's the wonderful thing about this. I mean, I just love this. This stuff winds my crank here. When you're given the power of attorney, God, through Jesus, makes Jesus liable for your actions. Just like on earth. Our power of attorney here is copied after what Jesus did and after what the Father did. Now, let's say, for example, that I have a neighbor, and a neighbor comes over to me and he says, "You know, Darren, I've got a boat out here in my yard, and I just don't want it here anymore. And I'm going to advertise it in the Denver Post for sale. But my wife and I have to leave. We've got an emergency. And if I gave you a power of attorney, would you answer the phone calls and people want to come out and look at the boat? Would you sell it to them? All I ask you to do is get cash. And I'll leave it entirely up to you. And, you know, if you see somebody that you think really needs that boat and you want to cut the price, that's up to you. But I'm just going to leave it all in your hands because we've been neighbors for years and I trust you. And would that be okay?" Now, maybe that's in writing, or maybe it's just two neighbors getting together. All right, now people come to look at that boat. I have the power of attorney. I have the legal right and the authority to say to the guy, "You know, you look like you really need this boat. I'm going to give it to you for $5. Now, the neighbor that gave me the authority to do that has no complaint if he comes home and he says, "$5? I thought you'd at least get $500. Why'd you do it for $5? Because you put it in my hands. You left it up to me. Mm-hmm. You said if some guy really needs the boat and you like the guy and, you know, well, maybe I like the guy too much. But see, that's not the point. The point is he gave me the authority to sell his stuff.
You better have that in writing, though. He's going to take you to court.
Well, yeah, but he can't take me to court for that because he gave me the right and the privilege, and he asked me to stand in his stead. Now, if he were there and he decided he wanted to sell a boat for $5, he could sell for $5. Mm-hmm. But what he said is, "Darren, I want you to act like me. I'm giving you authority. I'm giving you the power. I'm saying here, you be me the day the guy comes to look at the boat." Mm-hmm. Now, Jesus is saying to us, "Behold, I've given you authority over all of the power of the enemy." Mm-hmm. All right? Jesus is saying, and frequently it's like Jesus is wringing his hands, standing next to a believer saying, "Why don't you go to my word? Why don't you use my name to fight the devil here? You're standing there. He's putting disease on you. He's stealing from you. He's beating up on your kids. He's trying to destroy your marriage. And you're standing there as if you had no power. And I've already delegated you power. Why don't you just use it?"
That's right. If we would look at this word of God, Darren, as a contract.
Which it is.
Which it is. It has been signed with Jesus' blood. Jesus has signed this thing with his blood. And the word now, I remember in John 1 where it says, Jesus came full of grace and truth. This is a man who the authority, the buck stops there. This is the man who is truth. You know, it's like the Supreme Court of our United States.
It's supposed to be the last word.
It is supposed to be the last word for the United States of America, justice and law. And that's like this word of God. We can bring our cases to them. God says that in Isaiah 43. Bring your case. Let's discuss this together. Isaiah 45:21. Declare and set forth your case. Let's consult together. Let's do this. And Jesus brought this through his blood so that we could use this word just as if we were Jesus doing it. Oh, Darren, there's such victory in knowing that we can use this word. His word will go forth and do everything that it was promised to do.
See, for this to really work for you, folks, and we're getting down here to the very bottom line of faith. I mean, if you get this concept straightened out, you can go no deeper. I don't believe. I believe this is the floor. If we understand that when a principal, in this case it's Jesus, giving us a power of attorney to perform all and every act to all intents and purposes as he might or could do if he was personally present. So let's suppose that we have a person that's ill, and this person is standing there, and let's say that Jesus was still here in the flesh. Jesus is standing next to this person that's ill. Now, what is Jesus going to do? What was he sent to do? He was sent to destroy the works of the devil. Who made this guy sick? The guy didn't make himself sick. The devil did.
That's right.
All right, now what's Jesus going to do? Because the enemy, the very total enemy of Jesus Christ and righteousness, is working in this man's body to make him sick and to eventually take his life, sooner or later.